The African Fellowship Choir, Jesus has lifted you up. And then through your singing, you have just lifted us up too. Thank you. Thank you. My grandson, Gabriel, is a typical six-year-old boy. These days, he is very much into superhero videos and games. His toy boxes and coloring books are full of superhero characters like the Power Rangers and City Heroes. And he especially loves the toys that can transform into cars. Back and forth, he loves to show them off to me whenever I see him. In his world of imagination, he is also one of those superheroes. With his supernatural powers, he joins them in fighting evil in the universe. His special power is becoming invisible and making super villains frozen. So he would ask me, Grandma, let's play a superhero game. And then I am always a villain. And whenever he wants to win, he says, freeze! Then I have to be frozen at the very spot. In the world of the Pixar movie, The Incredibles, which came out in 2004, we meet a family of superheroes. They are Mr. Incredible, Elastic Girl, and their three adorable children, Violet, Dash, and Jack-Jack. All of them, except the youngest child, the baby, have supernatural powers. With his super strength, Mr. Incredible can lift any object, no matter how heavy it is. Elastic Girl can bend, stretch, and twist her body no matter to any direction. And no matter how far that is, she can just reach anything by stretching her body and her arm. Violet can become invisible and create a force field for protection, while her brother, Dash, can move at supersonic speed. What a super family with super cool capabilities. Like Elastic Girl, Mr. Incredible used to be one of the greatest and strongest superheroes in Metroville. He fought battles against evil villains every day, even on the day of his own wedding, saving people's lives at various crime scenes. With his great heroism, he inspired many other people to follow his example. But it all changed when Mr. Incredible was sued by a person who did not want to be saved. Soon other superheroes were hit by a surge of lawsuits against them, filed by similarly disgruntled people they had helped and saved. When the political outcries did not go away, but just continued, the government forced all the superheroes to retire from their work of saving people's lives and to live a life of anonymity as normal citizens, through this program called the Superheroes Relocation Program. Now, known as Bob Parr, Mr. Incredible lives a mundane life in the suburbs working as an insurance claims specialist. Let's take a look at the first clip and find out how he's doing.
Denied? You're denying my claim? I don't understand. I have full coverage.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Hoganson, but our liability is spelled out in paragraph 17. It states clearly.
I can't pay for this.
Excuse me. Claims, Bob Parr.
I'm calling to celebrate a momentous occasion. We are now officially moved in.
Yeah, well, that's great, honey. And the last 3 years don't count because...
Because I finally unpacked the last box. Now it's official. Ha ha ha.
Why do we have so much junk?
Listen, honey, I've got to quiet it.
Say no more. Go save the world one policy at a time, honey. Oh, I got to go pick up the kids from school. See you tonight.
Bye, honey. Excuse me. Where were we?
I'm on a fixed income. And if you can't help me, I don't know what I'll do.
All right, listen closely. I'd like to help you, but I can't. I'd like to tell you to take a copy of your policy to Norma Wilcox on... Norma Wilcox, W-I-L-C-O-X, on the third floor, but I can't. I also do not advise you to fill out and file a WS-2475 form with our legal department on the second floor. I would not expect someone to get back to you quickly to resolve the matter. I'd like to help, but there's nothing I can do.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I know you're upset. Pretend to be upset.
You authorized payment on the Walker policy?
Someone broke into their house, Mr. Huff. Their policy clearly covers him against...
I don't want to know about their coverage, Bob. Don't tell me about their coverage. Tell me how you're keeping InsuraCare in the black. Tell me how that's possible with you writing checks to every Harry Hardluck and Sally Sobstory that gives you a phone call.
Morning break is over. Morning break is over.
Elastigirl, now known as Helen Parr, has moved on from her days as a superhero fighting crime and is now focused on raising their children. But Bob is different. He is still yearning for the good old days and he hates the insurance business he is in now. He's unhappy and miserable at work, stuck in a tiny cubicle with a pushy boss, as you could see. The superhero relocation program is eating him alive. However, Mr. Incredible is not the only one who is struggling. His two older children also struggle to live as normal kids. Dash, who can run super fast, wants to try out for sports, but his parents do not allow him to do so out of fear that their true identities may accidentally be revealed. So frustrated, the little boy often gets into trouble at school. On the other hand, Violet, their daughter, is extremely shy and feels invisible at school, struggling to fit in as a teen because of her supernatural powers. She hates the fact that she is different from other people. So she says, I just want to be normal. In this environment of repressing true identities and talents, as well as boring routines, Helen, as a devoted wife and mother, is able to work very hard to build a normal life for her family. However, Bob simply cannot. He is a frustrated and depressed husband and father who finds it too difficult to hide his true identity as a superhero and live as a normal person. A strong desire to help other people save their lives is in his blood, in his DNA. He can't just ignore people who are stuck in danger. So eventually, Bob starts to sneak out at night with his former superhero friend, Frozen, who can freeze anything. Working together, they relive their former golden days, secretly saving people at various crime scenes. The moonlighting becomes an outlet for Bob's frustration and unhappiness with his life as a normal person. One day, Mr. Incredible is very super frustrated with his demanding boss and ends up throwing him through several walls. And the incident results in the termination of his job. That night, Mr. Incredible receives a mysterious invitation to a top secret mission trip to a remote island. His mission is to destroy a robot that is trying to destroy a secret government facility. Without hesitation, Mr. Incredible jumps at the opportunity to be a superhero again. But he keeps that from his wife. Because he's so out of shape from his years as a normal civilian, Mr. Incredible struggles to defeat the robot that seems to be invincible. He returns home rejuvenated from his successful secret mission trip. Let's take a look at the second clip and notice the changes in him. Heartwarming to see Mr. Incredible happy again. And because he's happy, who is happy? His wife is happy. And so are his children. So when you are happy, you pay attention to your loved ones, your family and friends, not only people around you, but also to your own self. So if that is missing in your life, you have to ask yourself, what is going on? Why am I not happy? But you can only live a double life for so long. After Mr. Incredible goes out of town for another conference, Elastigirl, who has become suspicious of his out-of-town trips, investigates. By the time she discovers what has been truly going on with her husband, She finds out that he is in great danger. Soon, Elastigirl is leaving behind her three children to embark on a journey to the same remote island that Mr. Incredible was lured to, and where her husband is now being held in captivity by Syndrome, an evil supervillain. But her older children, Violet and Dash, unexpectedly join her in the rescue mission by sneaking their way into the plane she is flying. On the way, their plane is attacked by the supervillain, but the mother and the two children survive the ruthless attack and safely arrive on the island. Elastigirl continues her journey to the place where her husband is being held and leaves behind the children to fend for themselves from the enemies. Let's take a look at the third clip and see what she says to Violet before she leaves.
Mom? Mom, what happened on the plane? I'm sorry, Haunted Tip. I mean, when you asked me to, I'm sorry.
Shh. It isn't your fault. It wasn't fair for me to suddenly ask so much of you. But things are different now, and doubt is a luxury we can't afford anymore, sweetie. You have more power than you realize. Don't think. And don't worry. If the time comes, you'll know what to do. It's in your blood.
If the time comes, you will know what to do. It's in your blood. Elastigirl was telling her daughter that her identity as a superhero is in her DNA. She's born with the supernatural powers of a superhero. Finally, when their lives depended on it, the mother was telling her children to own the truth about their identities and capabilities. Before, she used to ask her husband and children to forget about who they were and live like everyone else, as normal citizens. But the truth about the Parr family is that it is unnatural for them to try to live like everyone else, because that is not who they are. What is natural for them is to live as superheroes, using the unique superpowers they have been gifted with at their birth. In today's scripture reading, the Apostle Paul talks about the spiritual gifts of Christians, special gifts given to us by the Holy Spirit. Paraphrasing his words, these gifts are the gift of healing, gift of preaching, gift of teaching, gift of discernment. Of course, there are many other gifts, like the gift of encouragement, gift of generosity, gift of caring. The apostle says these, though these spiritual gifts are very different, they all come from the same Spirit and serve the same purpose of bringing common good for all. The gifts that we have as Christians, the spiritual gifts God has given to us, are not just for us to just enjoy and serve our own needs and purposes, but to serve other people, to bring God's goodness and mercy, God's blessings to other people. Each of us as Christians, believers, is equipped with special gifts, special powers to use to help and serve others. And the world needs our gifts. The world desperately needs our gifts and powers to bring about forgiveness, healing, restoration, and transformation. And the truth is, we also need to use our spiritual gifts because we are truly happy and truly fulfilled when we are using these gifts God has given to each and every one of us to make a difference in the world. Mr. Incredible gets himself into trouble when he goes alone, believing that he can do it all by himself. His wife confronts him about the fact that he did not tell her about what he was doing. And he confesses, says these words in his confession, "I cannot lose you. I am not strong enough." He's admitting that he is not invincible. He is not strong enough to go by himself. What he discovers is that he is so much stronger and more powerful when he is joined by his family, and his burden of saving the world is shared with them. He learns what makes him truly incredible is not his own superpowers and gifts, but his family. Mr. Incredible goes to a secret island to rediscover his true identity, to renew his strength, to use his gifts to his superpowers. But after all, he realizes that they are already there in the midst of his seemingly boring and meaningless life. So, are you feeling bored? Are you feeling that you do not really have cool gifts other people seem to have? Look inside of you. Look around carefully. They are there. You already have them because through the Holy Spirit, God has given not just some of us, but each one of us, whether we are young or old, regardless of what we have, what we think we have, God has given us special gifts, superpowers to be used to help and to serve other people and make a difference in the world. Like ours, the world of the incredible is never short of troubles, problems. After Syndrome, the supervillain has been defeated, another supervillain appears. But it's no problem because the members of the Parr family no longer shy away from their identity as superheroes. So let's take a look at the final clip.
Do we have to have cheerleaders at the track meet? I mean, what is that all about?
Well, I always thought it was more about
Hey, you're, Violet, right?
That's me.
See you, bye.
You look different.
I feel different. Is different okay?
Hey, different is great. Would you, Do you think maybe you and I, you know, do you know?
I like movies. I'll buy the popcorn. Okay.
Movie. There you go. Yeah, yeah. Hey, wait, wait. So, Friday?
Friday.
God has given us many gifts, and those gifts are special and super special and cool when they are shared with other people. So in this time of offering, let us give our gifts, especially gifts of our generosity from our hearts, from our pockets, so that they can become means of God's blessings for other people too. As our offerings will not